On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Hello, Fabian. How are you?
Kia ora. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. What's happening in LA? Is it hot? Is it exciting? Is anything cool going down in Hollywood?
It is very hot. There's a press event happening this week and next week that I have a small amount of involvement with called TCA, which is a stands for the Television Critics Association. It's a big press tour where all the TV networks present all their new stuff.
Oh, that's
cool. I get a bit of piecemeal access to that. I recently did Amazon's Day, which isn't really a TV network, but that's the way the world is these days. And they've got this new... I was very excited to attend that because they've got this new show called Modern Love, which is actually based on a New York Times column about the many forms that modern love can take. It's not just romantic love. And does, and Anne Hathaway is one of the stars.
We do love Anne Hathaway.
You and I have bonded over our mutual love for Anne Hathaway, and everyone else's hate for her. And I think she's fantastic. And she was a picture of charm and grace at this Amazon Day, glowing with pregnancy.
Oh, Anne.
I got very excited. So that's happening at the moment. But as far as movies coming out this week, the big one in theatres in New Zealand and America is Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw, which is a spin-off of Fast and Furious because The Rock and Vin Diesel couldn't get along, so they gave The Rock his own spin-off. But this one is of note to New Zealand audiences because it features a very prominent supporting performance by Cliff Curtis.
Oh, yeah, nice one.
Yeah, who plays The Rock's character's brother. He's playing Samoan in this. Part of this film takes place in Samoa, which is pretty awesome because not a lot of blockbusters, happen in Samoa. I think they actually filmed it all in Hawaii, just probably for infrastructure reasons.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool that a film of this scale has a big chunk of it taking place in the island.
Totally. Have you been to see it yet?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I was going to see it last night, but I had to go to a different screening for a junket I'm doing. I'm going to be talking to Guillermo del Toro next week, so I'm very excited about that.
Very flash.
But another film in theatres this week is, it's kind of a low-key film. It's kind of interesting it got a theatrical release in New Zealand, but it's very much worth seeking out. It's called Support the Girls.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about this. Is it worth going to see, do you reckon?
Yeah, it's, at a glance, it looks like something quite cheesy and superficial because it's a comedy that takes place in a Hooters-esque restaurant called Double Whammies. And you think, okay, so it's going to be, boob jokes and stuff like that. But it's actually a film kind of about work and it's a day in the life film and what it kind of means to work for a living and how a place like this is... kind of can be grim, but there's a sense of camaraderie among the people who work there. And the main character is played by Regina Hall. She's the manager. She's a fantastic actress who most people probably recognize from the Scary Movie. She was also really good in a low-key comedy a few years ago called People, Places, Things, in which she starred opposite Jermaine Clement. And they kind of had a romance in the film. I just think Regina Hall is amazing, and she's really good and Support the Girls, which is, it's not a mind-blowing film, but it's not Coyote Ugly. You sort of which it might, you might expect it to be based on the poster and the setup. It's actually quite a cool... Were you a fan of that show, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
To be honest, I couldn't get into it. I watched a couple of episodes and there were bits of it that did genuinely make me laugh, but then I just sort of never felt compelled to keep going back to it. But I know a lot of people really, really loved it as well. So I can totally see the appeal of it.
I don't begrudge anyone not getting into it. It's kind of a manic show, but there's this character in it called Xanthippe Voorhees, which is one of the greatest character names in the history of comedy. She was Kimmy's friend's stepdaughter. And anyway, the actress who plays her is in this and a few other people. Are you familiar with the rapper Jungle Pussy?
Yes, I am. Is she in this?
She's in Support the Girls, and she's fantastic.
That's really cool. It's quite an interesting premise, because it's also, when I think I had the exact thing. I looked at the poster, I saw it was directed by a man, and I thought, oh, this is going to be some crap movie. And then I just saw lots of really good reviews of people being like, this is more thoughtful than you're going to expect it to be. You're going to sort of think this might be some sort of like leaning into the whole kind of like frat culture or those sort of awful House Bunny movies that came out in the early 2000s, but it just seems to not really be what people expected of it, which is cool.
The House Bunny's all right, isn't
oh
it?
Oh my God, no. That movie sucks. Oh, Tessa's shaking her head at me. I watched it. I watched it again the other week because it's on Netflix, and I actually couldn't do it.
I feel like that's unfairly harsh.
Unfairly harsh.
You've seen it twice. You hate it that much.
No, I watched it once at like a sleepover when I was 12 or something maybe, and then I was like, oh, I remember watching this, and then I started trying to watch it, and I just thought, I can't do this to myself. There's better things to be watching.
The director of Support the Girls is this guy with a very hard to pronounce surname, Andrew Bujalski, I think, and he actually made a really amazing film that played at the film festival in New Zealand 6 or 7 years ago called Computer Chess, which presented itself as kind of a found footage documentary about a computer chess convention that took place in the 80s, but it was actually just this beautifully recreated VHS aesthetic that I, like halfway through the film, I still wasn't sure if what I was seeing was scripted or not.
Right.
And so, yeah, he's an interesting director. He's made another film since then, and he wrote and directed Support the Girls. It's a nice little movie.
Awesome. Well, that's out in cinemas now, I believe, in New Zealand, so people can go and see that. And as you said, so is the Fast and Furious spin-off, Hobbs and Shaw, which you haven't seen. I haven't seen either. I've seen not hugely great reviews, but I've also seen a lot of people be like, go anyway, it's a lot of fun. So, you know, that's always good.
No one needs to read a review of Hobbs and Shaw. You know exactly what you're getting.
Exactly.
I want them to introduce a new character and have the next spin-off be Fast and Furious present Calvin and Hobbes.
Yes, please. That would be great. And, you know, small tiger or something in there as well, just for a little nod. Be great. We'd love that. That's very exciting, though. What are you talking to Guillermo del Toro about?
He produced a new film called Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, which is kind of an anthology film, but with a kind of slightly more involved framing device.
Cool.
He co-wrote it and produced it. Didn't direct it, but his fingerprints are all over it.
Very cool. Well, we look forward to hearing about that as well. Thanks, Fabian. I hope you have a nice day. What time of the day is it in LA at the moment?
10 to 1.
10 to 1. Have a lovely afternoon, Fabian. We'll speak to you next week.
Thanks. Talk to you then. Bye.
Cheers.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
You certainly.